Giant FM Rio Radio. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and I just told Shelbyville's Mayor Tom DeBond, I think he brought the sunshine with him because, you know, the sun, it started coming out. So that's a positive.
Yeah, I've never been accused of that, Penny, but I'll take it. That's for sure.
So, you know, looking in the forecast, we were talking about thinking positive and everything. There is like 10 days of rain. I'm like, what is this?
So my dad, we farmed for years and years out in the county, and my dad retired from farming probably 12, 15 years ago. And every spring he says, boy, I'm glad I'm not farming anymore. Because it just, the way the weather has changed, it's just harder and harder every spring.
Seems like there's more rain, or is that in my head?
No, there's more rain, definitely. And I was listening to Scott Gabbard talk recently, and he was saying that typically at this time of year, we're close to 40% of our crops in the ground, and I think we're running between 5 and 10%, you know. And I was on a bike ride last week, and I saw maybe one or two fields that had corn up a couple of inches, not much. And I've seen a lot of freshly planted corn, but I don't know what these guys are going to do. You know,
no,
it's going to be a tough year.
And
with corn prices continuing to drop, I feel bad for them. I talked to a guy the other day, and he was saying that they're out of storage space. You know, there's no more bins to store corn, nobody's buying it. They're trying to hold off from the market, and I've heard of some guys dumping corn on the ground now. So I don't know if that's true or not, you know. But it sounds dire. I think the bright spot for us locally is the ethanol plant with Poet, giving an opportunity to create a market that didn't exist prior, and I think that's important. I talked to Denny Fry at Co-op a couple of weeks ago at lunch, and we were chatting and talking about ethanol because they obviously sell petroleum products. And he said he had heard nothing but positive from the farming community. It was going to be beneficial to them as well as a petroleum distributor. So again, I think it's those things that maybe aren't obvious on the surface. I'm sitting here looking at your Shelby County Post website on the big monitor in the giant studios here. And, you know, it talks about the tax abatement that the council voted on this week. And again, it's those things that aren't so obvious that we see benefits from with the employees, with the benefits to the farmer, the water line. You know, there's a whole host of things that would not have happened had it not been for that tax abatement.
Thankful for that.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got a lot of positive going on.
There's a lot of great stuff going on. The state of Indiana is in town right now fixing a lot of crossings on Harrison Street and State Road 44 to make them handicap accessible.
That's nice.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Of course, CSX is in town. Finally, after years of complaining, they're in town fixing the railroad crossings. And I know I heard a couple people grumbling at lunch today, but it's going to be great a week from now, you know, or 2 weeks from now. So please, after years of complaining.
Probably the same people grumbling about it.
You know, I can't make everyone happy. I don't even try anymore. In a couple of weeks, it's going to be vastly improved, and that's a good thing. Of course, East Washington Street, construction on that's going really well. Getting positive feedback from the merchants downtown. You know, we were really concerned about disruption of their business early on because their front doors literally are being impacted. And Beatty Construction, one of our local contractors who's doing the job, has done a fantastic job of working with those folks, keeping their front doors open, you know, addressing their concerns. I haven't received, I don't think, one complaint from the vendors or the business owners downtown because of this project, and I think that says something.
Right. And I know I overheard Office Hub talking. Their business hasn't decreased at all, and a lot of people are getting out seeing what's going on.
So I eat lunch at Honey and Henry's. I try to you know, vary where I eat lunch and support all of them. And so I was having lunch at Honey and Henry's, and that's what Brad and Lori Dickman said too, was that people started sitting on the patio, and they've been watching the construction. And so, a week ago Tuesday, I had lunch on the patio, and Brian Asher and I had lunch, and we were talking about just watching the equipment and the process and everything, and there's something captivating about that, and I think that's great. Good. You know, I'm glad to see that involvement.
Yeah, it's nice to see all the progress.
It is. It's nice to see. Again, I hear this pretty consistently, Shelbyville and Shelby County's time has come. There was a great article in multiple publications yesterday about the solar farm up near Morristown. Not a city project. I had no involvement in that, but there was a press release issued on that and a lot of positive feedback. And this will tie into something we'll maybe talk about later. But with that, they mentioned Poet again. They mentioned Greenleaf again and the number of jobs that have been announced here locally in the last just very recent history. And so people in the region are paying attention. They're taking notice. I travel to a lot of regional events. I was at the Motor Speedway last week for a mayor's event. Many people at the event spoke about how we've gotten a lot of positive press and we're becoming a blip on the map now. I have a regional mayor's meeting that meets every other month. Again, you know, when the mayor of Westfield, the mayor of Zionsville, those Hamilton County communities that so often are spotlighted in the media when they're saying, hey, there's a lot of great stuff going on in Shelby County.
That's awesome.
It makes you feel really good that things are starting to really, you're starting to see the payback now.
Congratulations on that. And thank you for your service for
that,
too. Oh,
yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I really enjoy it. Yeah.
So speaking of, you know, we've got a lot of new businesses coming to Shelbyville. The job fair's tomorrow.
Job fair's a big deal. And I hope everybody who's interested in finding a job, you know, if you're unemployed or underemployed, you know, go. Everybody here is hiring. We've seen positive pressure on the labor market here in the sense that everybody's starting wages have been increasing. I think you're going to start to see that in the service industry really well, really quickly too, with Val and Alicia Ferris opening up at the former 18 on the Square space with their restaurant. Scott Fox was in at the Board of Works meeting yesterday discussing a concept he's got for the BMV space. So we've got two, potentially a third restaurant opening up downtown.
Wow.
So you're starting to see activity and movement.
That's nice.
It's fantastic, right? This is exactly what we wanted.
Right.
Is people being drawn to the center of our community. Mm-hmm. And again, it comes down to us making the investment in ourselves.
That's nice, though, because it would be a spot for people to come for entertainment and music and food.
Yeah. So Farmers Market Saturday was packed. And there were, I mean, you know, we talked about the rain and the delayed crops. I mean, there are very few produce stands at Farmers Market, but it was packed. The music was playing. People were out and about.
It was nice.
It was nice. It was really nice,
it was really
you know.
Nice.
And it, I think it's grown, you know, typically the first month of Farmers Market's mm-hmm. kind of sparse. Not this past Saturday. I mean,
no,
it was as full as you would see at the end of the season.
Yeah, I went and I got some great summer sausage.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, so yeah,
like
yeah.
All kinds of wonderful vendors.
It is, you know. So, I mean, there's
plants
a lot.
Plants.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff planned again this year. I've got a bike ride fundraiser coming up for the Cancer Association.
When is that?
That's June 15th. It's on a Saturday. And it's all skill levels. So
okay,
it's,
I was going to ask you about that.
It is, yeah. So if you want to bring, you know, the kids and ride the trail, play in the park, our hope is the dog park is finished. If you want to come and bring your dog and do that as well, there'll be music because that's the same day as music in the park. There'll be adult beverages, family events. The tap room is bringing their wagon, and so that there's an opportunity to have adult beverages, food, mm-hmm. so you can make a day of it. But you can ride, you know, the family ride in the park. If you're a road cyclist, you can ride, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50 miles, whatever you want to do. So I think
that's awesome.
It'll be a great event. Last year, it was probably the hottest day on record.
Was it really?
Oh, it was miserable. Ugh. You know, it was awful. But the Cancer Association raised some good money.
That's important.
And that's the goal again this year, too, is to raise good money for a worthy cause in our community that serves the lives of our people.
Yes, and that's the day to be there then, because
then
after the bike race, I know that the Rob Dixon Trio and Gordon Bottom Blues Band will be kicking off the concert series there.
So I can remember last year after the bike ride, there were a bunch of us who just stood in the splash pad.
Oh,
and,
really?
And so there's all these little kids. It was just hot. It was miserable. But we had a lot of riders, you know. We had three or four guys rode their bikes from Avon to the ride. Then they did the ride. And then they rode to Greenwood. And so they were training for the ride across Indiana, the rain ride.
Uh-huh.
And so they were training and they were getting their miles in for the rain ride.
So they had to take the back roads from Avon because they don't go on 465.
Oh, it was, No, they rode, they rode every country road you could think of.
Wow. That'd be so neat, though, to see so many things.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. You see a lot of things. I on my ride a couple weeks ago, I saw a culvert out in the county that was starting to collapse. And I called Kevin Nye. I said, hey, Kevin, I'm at 25 West and 350 and got a hole in a culvert. And he called me a few days later and said, yeah, it was collapsing. Thanks for calling us, you know.
Wow.
So, I mean, you just see a lot of stuff like that.
Yes, and Don Stuck.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. So Don Stuck, his band, Stuck in the Night, was there at the Tap Room Saturday night.
Is it Stuck in the Night now?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Don Stuck Band, I think it is, yeah. But a lot of fun, great time. He and his wife, Natalia, do a good job. And what I liked about it, they played all kinds of different music. Of course, they threw in a couple of gratuitous Metallica songs for me. But they just if one of them says, I want to play this Zeppelin song, they play it. It's not a rigid set list, you know, like a lot of bands. And so, as Don says, I'll call an audible, and this is what we're going to play. And it was a lot of fun. They were there from 7 until 11.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and you know, took a break in between, but a lot of people showed up. It was a lot of fun. There was this guy, Christian. I don't remember his last name. They call him Christian the Rock and Roll Giant. This guy must have been 6'8", 6'9".
Uh-huh.
He's legally blind. And he stood up there just spontaneously and started singing Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this guy's giant guy standing up there, and Don and his band are playing, and this guy's singing Everlong from the Foo Fighters. It's fantastic, you know. It's just that cool kind of kooky stuff that you just don't get everywhere. It was a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
A lot of fun things happening in Shelbyville.
It is. A lot of cool stuff happening.
So anything else you'd like to share with the listeners that we didn't talk about
today? You know, I did a proclamation yesterday at Board of Works, and then I did it again today at the fire station for EMS week. And you and I were talking off the air about an accident that Tyson had seen, you know, earlier this afternoon. And when I went to the firehouse at fire headquarters and did the proclamation, those guys had been out on, I don't know, multiple runs. And just, you know, it's just been kind of a crazy day for them. So it was nice to be able to celebrate them for the week. We had Fallen Police Officers Memorial last Sunday. And, you know, of course, you know, we've had our share of those folks. And their families were there. And it was nice to catch up with some of those folks and pay our respects to them and their families as well. So I think, again, that's just one of the great things about a small community. Is having that life experience and those abilities to interact, you know, on a personal level that you don't see in Indianapolis or some of these other bigger cities. And again, that's one of the things that I think is attractive about our community, is that we can still be small town. And tomorrow night I'm going to the Sammy Hagar concert. I can be there in 30 minutes.
Yes.
Have a great show. See all those guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, wave to Jason Bonham, and then I can come back home.
There
you know,
go.
Yeah.
And I've heard, too, from a lot of realtors that the property value here is just spiking up.
Property values are going up. We've been meeting with realtors and housing developers the last several months. Of course, we've had a great run with job announcements. Now we need housing. And we're looking, of course, in the downtown redevelopment plan for some housing, single family and multifamily. We are working with now three different developers about some single family concepts as well. I think we're really hitting our stride.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All positive, great things happening.
Well, it's like you said, I can be in a good mood or a bad mood. I get to decide a lot of it.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's hard not to be in a good mood right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Keep smiling.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for coming in, Mayor
Yep.
Tom.
Thank you.